The focus of the Chabura is mainly going to be the nature of the Yisr of Hakdasha / Hakravas Balmud. So we'll start out, just read the Brisa on Vav and Beis, and then just fast forward to Zayin Amud Aleph. The Brisa says, Tana Rabban Kol Asher Bo Lom Lo Sakrivu Matam Lomar Im Bo Sishkatu Harikvar Melamatza Elamatam Lomar Bal Sakrivu Bal Taktishu. Fine, so that's the Mokra for the Yisr Hakdasha. Mikan Amru over. So you see from here that if you're makdish behemas balmum and you go through the avodos, then you're over 5 lavin. Mishum bal taktishu, bal tishpatu, bal tizraku, mishum bal taktir kulam, mishum bal taktir mitzaso. Mishum rab yosi rab yudom rab kabal sadam. Okay, so that's the makar for the basic din. You come to Zayin Amud Aleph, so there's a little bit of a complicated shock with the Tarya. Starts with Reish Lakish has a statement, or he asks some sort of a question. Reish Lakish says, the question is, what exactly is Reish Lakish asking or saying? Maskvel Reish Lakish Shem Alo Shaninu Elo Petam Shinas Abalmum Ba'over Di Balmum Meikara Diklo Balmo. Reish Lakish says, maybe we're only talking about Tam Shinas Abalmum, but if it's Meikara, then not. So what's Reish Lakish saying exactly? So Rashi understands that Reish Lakish is referring to the Isser HaKdasha, and that the only time there should be an Isser HaKdasha is if the the mum that the Bema developed was a mum that happened later on in its life. But if it was a mum that was Bimei Imo, then since that's Dikla Ba'alma, then there would be no Isser HaKdasha. So Mehechi Tesi that there should be no Isser HaKdasha if it's a mum Bimei Imo. So Rashi explains just the end of the Rashi, Dibur Maskel Maskif. Rashi says, just to read the Lashon in the end, it's nothing. Why? Since Mistama, or there's a good likelihood that the person who's Maktish, such a behemah, he doesn't have in mind Kedusha Saguf, just has in mind Kedusha Stamim, so there's no Malkus for Akdasha for Kedusha Stamim. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos and the Shita Mekubetz is asking Rashi's pshat, that how can you say that we're not sure about what he's thinking? Well, we're not sure if he has in mind Kedushas HaGuf, but outside that he has Kavan for Kedushas Damim, so there's no Malkus. Anyway, for Malkus, you have to have a Hasra, and for Hasra, he has to be Makabal. We have to be clear exactly what he's doing. And we're asking him, right, do you have Kavanah to be Makdashas Behem on his back? And he says, yes, I'm going to ask Kain on Yosef, and then we'll get the Malkus. So where does Rashi Suffolk have room to be Nola here, that he doesn't have, we're not sure what he's thinking? Of course we know what he's thinking, and give him Hasra. So Tosfos and the Shita Mekubetzes are going to go more with the Shita Mekubetzes, even though it's very similar to Tosfos, with just this one minor point in Tosfos which complicates things, which we're not going to focus on. So really this is the Shita of the Shita Mekubetzes, that really Reish Lakish wasn't focusing on the Hakdasha. It was no problem with the Makdash of Balmum, saying if it's made, if the Mum was Me'imo after, it doesn't make a difference. But he's focusing on the what happens afterwards in terms of the Shechita, the Zrika, and Haktara, that you're only Chayev for the Shechita if it's Tam Shenasa Balmum, and that means, with reference to the Hektish, that if it was Hektish, you called him as Mumo, then he's going to be over for, on the Avoda. Why? Because, very simple, because if it was Maktish, the payment, when it was a Tam, so when it develops a Moon afterwards, then it's the last Kedush Sagov, so it's Tulei Mukdashim, so there's some Shaykhus to the Yisr Balmum. But if it's called the Mumon Hektation, so the Mishnah in Bukhara says that there's no Kedusha Saguf. And just like if I have an animal in the farm or something, but he breaks his leg and I go to the Mizbeach and I makrev it, so there's no Isser, he has no Shaykhus to catch him, so there's no Isser in this case either. So Reish Lakish says the Isser Avoda, the Hakrav, is only Isser if it's called Hektation as Mumon. That's Reish Lakish's Shita. Just a few questions on what we've said so far. Just number one, is how do we answer Tosfos' Kasha and Rashi? Very basic question. Number two, the Tosfos is Ura very difficult in the Shach of Tari of the Gemara, and before this was Rashi's heifer to say what he said, because if you look at the Tartzin, the first wide line, well, we're answering Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, Elamai v'babam meikaro. So, am I lucky? The Gemara says, Taka, Reish Lakish has a good point. That look, the Behemah is nothing. It's not Hektish. It's no Kedush Sakot. So why should there be an Isser in the Avoda? So the Gemara says, Amrlei Dikla, Lavzil and Milsa Minitzimu. The deco is nothing. It's min eitzim. There's no shaykus. Balmum meikara zila milsa came the shav. Sorry, balmum meikara zila milsa came the shavik tamim. Ba'akdish balimum and mikayev. Since he left, when it comes to a balmum, so since he left the behemus pain, which is tam, and he's makdish the balmum, so that's a great zilusa. So which that you can't compare that to a deco. So the problem I think is. And according to Tosfos, Rish Lakish was asking from here, and the Gemara is answering from over here. Rish Lakish said, "I'm asking, Hakdashas Balmum, the Bizayon ain't kamo. I'm asking that's a Bizayon, but I'm not talking about the Hakdash. I'm talking about the Shechita and the Zrika and Haftara." So the Gemara answers, Rish Lakish, the answer to your question is that the Hakdasha, since you could have been Makdash at times, so maybe it's a great Bizayon. So how is that an answer to what Rish Lakish was saying? Rish Lakish wasn't talking about the Hakdash. He was talking about the Shechita and the Zrika and the Haftara. So it just doesn't seem to be that the Maskana, the Tartzin, and Rish Lakish are really meeting eye to eye. That's the second question. The third question, not a kasha, just a question, is there a difference between the two Lashonos and the Gemara here? Just to read the Lishna Acharina, in terms of our answer to Rish Lakish, Amrle Afil Haki Bazim, you also said the Deka Lika Bamino Lo Laki, the Fuki Balmum came in the Ika Bamino Laki. Okay, since Balmum is Ika Bamino, so there's a Bizayon, Dekel, there's no Mino, so there's no Bizayon. So is that the same as the first Lashon, or is there something different about it? And the final question, Rav at the end of the Sugya, or at the end of the Yamud, is Medayik from somewhere. He says that. I'll just read it. Amar Rav Hashad, Amar Taim of the Balmum, the Lakim Shum the Bazim El Sayu, Afil Makdish Le Domain Asakim Nami Laki. Rav is Machadish that even if you're Makdish of Balmum, not necessarily having a mind to Kedusha Sakov, but he has a mind to Kedusha Stamim, and not even for an Ola or something like that, but even for Nesakim, there's still going to be an Isser in the Hakdasha. So is it significant that Rav, when he formulates his Diyuk, that he's using the Lashon of the Lishna Acharina as opposed to the Lishna Kamu, Afil Haki Bazim El Sayu? So is there any significance to that? Okay, so those are just some of the questions which we'll come back to very shortly. In order to try to answer the questions, we have to just ask what exactly is the nature of the Isser of the Hakdashas Balmum. And on this point, there's a very sodistic machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch on the one hand and the Chazon Ish on the other hand. That the Minchas Chinuch, basically it all begins with a Mishnah on of Sinum base, but the Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah, Omar al Behema Tmeya Balbalas Bum Hareyulu Ola Lo Marklum. If a person says on a Balmum for our purposes that this Behema should be an Ola, so Lo Marklum, so there's no Chalos Bechlal. That's what it sounds like the Mishnah is saying. But if he says Hareyulu Lit Ola, if he says this Balmum should be Lit Ola, he puts a Lamed before. Then Yimachruv Yavi B'Demeihem Ola. Then there's Kedushas Damim L'Mizbeach. They just use the Damim to purchase an Ola. He's going to be Makruv on the Mizbeach. So, why? Because there is at least so much most in what he says that he has in mind Kedushas Damim, that this payment should be for purposes of Ola, something like that. It could be as both Mashmalyos, whether both Kedushas Aguf and the Kedushas Damim, but because there's a Mashmalyos of Kedushas Damim, there will be a Chalos for the Kedushas Damim. So the question the Minchas Chinuch declares is, this Mishnah is talking about the chalos of the Hekdesh, but in terms of the Isser, so is the Isser taloi, would you say that in order to be over the Isser of Hakdash Balmum, so is it limited to the second case where there's some chalos, where I'm Makdash Behema Le'ola, and there's a chalos of Kedushas Damim, so is that the only time that you're over the Isser of Balmum, or is it even applied to the first case, where even though there's no chalos, the fact that I tried to be Makdash Behema as an Ola, there'll also be an Isser of Hakdash Balmum. So Minchas Chinuch, first he says, you know, he's not sure either way, I think, but in the end he says, for sure it's the first way. For sure it's totally on the chalos. That the only time you're over the Isser is if there's a chalos. And his main raya is from the Gemara on Hei Amud Beis in the Sugya of Yavin Mahani Yavid Lom Mahani. The Gemara brings up this Sugya of Isser Hakdashas Balmum in the context of Yavin Mahani Yavid Lom Mahani. And the Gemara is Makshe on Rava. How can you say Rava Yavi Lo Mahani? You know there's an Isser about Takdishu, and yet we have a drasha. Lo Yiratze, there's no Ratzon, but it's still Mikdash Kadishi. So according to you, who says that there's an Isser, right, there's an Isser here, and the Kol of Yavid Lomayin should tell you that there's no chalos. So why? What is there a chalos doing here in the case of Baal Takdishu? So the Minchas Chinuch says, since we know that there's a klal from the Maharit, he asks, why is it that if somebody shechts a behemah on Shabbos, that the behemah is kosher la'achila, if he should say Yavi lo mahani, and the behemah should be pasala, should be asr ba'achila, should be a nevela. So the answer is that since the kashrus of behemah has absolutely no relevance to the Yaveira Shabbos, this is the way the Minchas Chinuch is understanding it, then it's not going to. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Since the kashrus of behemah is no relevance in terms of the ma'aseh chil Shabbos, so we won't apply the rule of lo mehani. We only apply lo mehani if the taking away the chalos will somehow undo the avera. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. So if you say that the avera, the iser of Baal Takdishu is not in the chalos, but it's just in the attempted hektish, regardless of whether there's a chalos or not, then what's the Gemara's kasha and Rav? We're saying, according to you, Rav, who said Yavid lo mehani, according to you, there should be no chalos in Hakdashas Balmum because it's losavid. So why is there a chalos? But if you say that the Isser is not tully on the chalos, and taking away the chalos will not undo the Avera, so then the Gemara's kasha doesn't get off the ground. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Baal Karkach, you have to say that the Isser is tali on the Chalos. And the reason why the Gemara's Maksha and Rav is like this, that if you hold that there's an Isser about Takdishu, then, and the Isser is tali on the Chalos Kedusha on the Behema, you've all be a Kedusha Stamin, then how can you say that there is a Chalos? So that's the Minchas Chinuch's raya to this Yisof. The Chazon Ish says that no, can't be that that's true for a very basic reason. Because the Gemara in Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, has a Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan, that according to Rebbe, the only time you're over the Isser of Balmum, Hakdashas Balmum, at least, is a case of Hartzas Gufa. Hartzas Gufa and the Rabbanan, which means that he has Kavana, he wants to be Makdash this Behema as an Ola. The Rabbanan say, you're not only Loka for Hartzas Gufa, you're also over the Isser if you have kavanah l'dmei nesachim or something like that. But the kuli alma lo pligi, that in a case of hartzas gufo, the hainu, a case of omar, harezu ola, whereas has kavanah specifically for the kedusha guf, when there's no kalos, so everyone agrees you're over the avera. So whereas even Minchas Chinuch is masking, he makes the point that he's only saying what he's saying within the context of harezu le ola. But harezu ola, you're not over the avera, but because there's no kalos. But the Chazon Ish says, but everyone agrees. All tanaim agree in the Gemara that when even in the case of Areza Ola, the Hainu Hartzas Gufo, when there's no Chalos, that you're over the Avera.
How does that Hartzas Gufo mean the case of Areza Ola?
He's assuming that, but not necessarily the case. Yeah, so that's what the Chazon Ish says.
And presumably any part of Rabbi you'd be located.
For Hartzas Gufo, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, at least it'll be over the Isser, I think, I'm not sure.
And according to Rabbi, should be looking.
Why the Rabbi?
Because if you have a look behind, other things are fun.
If you say in Mitchila, I guess there's no. I'm going to get into Lakshin Bo Maisa. Makish
Problem.
You
can
say Makish Problem is Loka.
Right, we're going to get to that. Chazon Ish says that it could be that the Sugya, if you hold there's no Chalos, then in that case there's no. Even though the Gemara says it's Malkus, according to the day who holds that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's Lachshim B'mais Lokin Olah, but the Rambam will get to that he doesn't.
And you have to put
the whole
Sugya in that,
Rabbi. I think he says it sort of. I guess so. So, that's the Chazon Ish. In terms of the Raya of the Minchas Chinuch, the Chazon Ish says it's not a Raya because that's not what the Ma'arit meant. The Ma'arit meant that you have the, it's not similar to the case of the Shechitas Behemah on Shabbos, because the Shechitas on Shabbos, so the Kashas of Behemah has absolutely zero to do with the Chil of Shabbos whatsoever. It's kill two different Maisim or something going on. But in the case of Balmum, even if you say that the Isser is totally on just the attempted Hektesh, so that might be true, but still, it's the Ratzon, the Chalos still related to that, and clearly the Ratzon Hashem is that there shouldn't be a Chalos on this Behemah. So since that the chalos is somehow related to the iser, so being munea the chalos will have relevance. Mimela you'll apply this to the chal v'yavi l'mani.
Is that like two iserim?
What do you mean?
You mean like is the chazon ish lo'ya like the iser stage one is really in the dibur and like you're like adding piling on iserim kilu by adding the chalos to it or?
Or two separate.
Not two separate lavin, but like you know the mashal they have by the Shina Kona, then some people say like every stage further is like a new iser, so that's why the Ma'arit would work into that sugya also. But like, so like, is that what the Chazon Ish is assuming here? I don't really understand.
I can't say for sure. I was assuming he just meant that it would be Magdil Diablo or something. I'm not sure exactly how it's formulated. I'm not sure.
In Shtar Shechi.
Sorry?
In Shtar Shechi.
Right. And that's how he deals with those rayas. So the Rambam, in terms of this issue of the chalos, the yisr being tali in the chalos, the yisr not being tali in the chalos, the chura is might be low kaman. In other words, he may not be exactly like the minchasinach. He may not exactly be like the chazan ish for a couple of reasons. The first diuk is mainly found in the pshach, slightly different. But the Rambam says very clearly that if somebody is makish balmum, then he's loker. The Rambam says, "Kol makish behema sheish balmum gabi misbeach gabi ham misbeach over belosa se beloka al hakdesho bechule." So the question is, why do you get malchus if there is no ma'isa? Lachshim ba'ma'isa loken alav. So the commission asks this question. He says, since makdashas balmum is dibor, but dibor kavin ma'isa, like the Gemara says, mimela you'll get malchus for that. And he's misaying what he says in Hilchos Sechiras to why the Rambam does not apply this klal to Tzmura. And he says over there, because by Tzmura, this relates to the opening shir of Rambam Sabai gave at the beginning of the year, that you only apply the klal of Dibur Kavin Mice when the Mice is a function of the actual Avera. But if it's just coincidental to the Avera, then you don't apply the klal. So when it comes to Chasim Bukol, for example, so the Mice is actually related to the Dibur, which is the Avera. But when it comes to Tmura, if you assume that the Avil and Tmura is in the Behemah Rishona, not in the Chalos Kedusha and the Behemah Shnia, then you don't apply those Dibur Kavin Maisa because it's not related to the actual Avera. So what he must be saying here in the case of Balmum is that the Isser of the Chalos in the Behemah is related to the Avera, and that's why you can apply the rule of Dibur Kavin Maisa, which sounds very much like the Minchas Chinuch, that the Avera in the Chalos of Balmum is the actual hektish, not the attempted hektish, but the actual hektish is the bizayim. It's also worth noting, though, that in the beginning of these halachos, the Sirim Yisbeach, the Rambam is not mechalik between harize ola, harize lo, harize leola, or hartzas gufo, or kedushas damim, which sort of makes you think that the Rambam assumes that there's malchus, in which case, by extension, a chalos, whether you're talking about Ritzah's gufo or Kedusha's damim. This Rav Shach points out.
You're saying there's malchus and a chalos?
They're right, there's malchus because of the fact that there is a chalos. Yeah. Possibly, yeah, possibly. But Ram is just, you know, Sashano, I mean, for sure, Ritzah's gufo. If Ritzah's gufo means Hariza Ola, then then you have to explain how to read the Mishnah. Right, we're going to get to that. Yeah. Very, very big question.
What about Chalos in that case?
Chalos Kedusha in the Behemah. If you assume, yeah. I mean, the Rambam just, he doesn't, in the beginning. Tough to see if he says differently later on. So that's the first point in the Rambam. Just the other point in the Rambam in terms of this issue, the Avera being the Chalos, the Rambam in Hilch, also in Yisurim Yisbeach Gimel Yud, the Rambam, I'll read the Rambam, I don't know if everyone has it. Hamaktish tumtum vandruginus, utrefa, v'kulayim v'yotzi dofen, at least five things. Person is maktish, lemis beach, hariza kamaktish, etim v'avonim, lefi, sh'en kudusha chala al gufan, v'harein chulin chol davar, v'yamachru v'yavi b'dmeyem chol korban sh'yotza. Fine, that's the din of, say, trefa with the ime, that if you're maktish, a trefa, then it's kedusha stamim, the chul, no kedusha on the guf, and use the money to buy whatever korban you want. Then the Rambam makes a contrast, v'eino kebalmum, shebalmum yesh b'mino korban. But this is not so for a balmum, because balmum yesh b'mino korban. So the Ravid asks, what's this contrast the Rambam is drawing here between the kedusha of a treifa, let's say, trying to be makdish a treifa, and the kedusha of a balmum? If you say we're talking about hareze ola, then there shouldn't be any kedusha at all for either one, because the Mishnah on Kaf Zayin says lo mar klum. But so it must be the Rambam is talking about kedusha stamim. So then, why is the Rambam contrasting treifa to balmum? Either way, the Mishnah says that there's only kedusha stamim. So what's the Rambam talking about?
There's no contrast. They're both kedusha stamim.
That could be that you would come to that conclusion. It would be a logical conclusion. Then you just have to explain what is the Rambam. Sounds like he's contrasting. So what exactly is he contrasting? So the Chesed Mishnah and the Radbaz say that in a chinami, in terms of the kedusha, there's no difference. But in terms of the malchus, there's a difference. So even though the Rambam sounds like he's contrasting the kedusha, he's really only saying that since a balmum lishmina korba, and you get malchus. Fine. So far, fine by saying that this halacha in Tzur Mizbeach and we're only talking about kedusha stamim. But the Bati Kahuna, who from Sifta quotes, points out that the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos Tesvav Bav says, I'll also read that. Omar al behemet tmei v'kayotzi ba misuri akorban shein kedusha chala alein harei elu ola. So the Rambam says, if you take a behemet tmei and you say harize ola, that's the first case in the Mishnah. Lo mar klum, like the Mishnah says, kamo shebiarnu v'hilchos yisuri mizbeach. As we explain yisuri mizbeach, omar harei elu le'ola yimach v'yavid mein ola. If it says le'ola, then there's kedusha stamim. The question is, what's the Rambam talking about? Apparently, there's this din of harei ze ola was clarified somewhere in yisuri mizbeach. So the Lagos v'tziyunim here and the Batikun are assuming that the Rambam is referring back to this halacha in Gimel Yud. So the problem is, if the Rambam is referring back to this halacha, then in essence he's saying that this halacha of Gimel Yud is talking about a case of Hareze Ola. So if he's talking about Hareze Ola, apparently the Rambam would be holding, what would come out is that if you're Makdish, Sabalmum, or anything like that, as a korban, then there would be a kedusha which is chal. So that's what would seem to come out. So based on those two diukim, it would seem to that's the Rambam shita possibly. Then the question becomes: so you can't really avoid the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that, and the Rambam himself doesn't say that in Tesvav Bav. He says lo mar klum. So how do you teish lo mar klum? So the Bati Kuna suggests that the difference is that if you're makdish a behema lit ola, then you have to be, it's kaddish l'dmeyam, but you have to use the damim for purposes of ola. But if you match the behema as an ola, even though it's a balmum or it's a treifa, etc., then it's not the damim are not are kaddish, but they're not hukdash l'ola. Typically, it was like what the Rambam says: you can maybe call korban shiyirtza, and lo mar klum means that in terms of the designation for an ola, it's lo mar klum. So that's the way he explains it. I'll call upon him. If this is the sheet of the Rambam, then we have three malchim, more or less, in the in terms of the nature of the Yisra of Hakdashas Balmum. You have the Minchas Chinuch, who says that it's totally on Hakdasha.
The Gemara asks, the whole thing is Shulker Meir, Yikir Meir, Adik and Zom, Motzah Dvar Vavatalim. In this case, at least, there's no Motzah Dvar Vavatalim.
Right. Could be that's a question. I have to look back. I'm not sure. I didn't look at the Gemara there so carefully, so I don't know if I'll be able to answer you right now. But I'll look back.
Three
shitas. You have the Menachas Chinuch, who says that the Bizayon the Gemara is referring to for Hakdash Salman is the Etzem Hakdasha, and it only applies when there's Hakdasha. And you have the sheet, but that's limited to a case of Kedusha Stamim, or Harei Zeh Le'ola. Then you have the sheet of the Chazon Ish, who says that the Isser has nothing to do with the Chalos, and in fact the prototypical case of Hakdashas Bam of Hartzah Skufa is when there's no Chalos. So the Isser is a function of the attempted Hakdash. We'll have to revisit that maybe, what exactly that means. Then you have the Sheet of the Rambam, who basically may be saying like the Minchas Chinuch, that the nature of the Isser is in the actual Hakdasha, and that's the Bizayon, that's the Hakdasha is the Bizayon, but he may be applying it even to a case of Hartzah Skufa, whereas the Minchas Chinuch may not have been. In terms of, just to finish up, in terms of the, just a second, one raya possibly, if this is the Rambam sheet, the one raya to the Rambam might be also in that Sugya and Hamlin base, that the Chazon Ish asks the Kasha in the Sugya, but what's the Kasha of the Gemara? If you say that in the Sugya of Yovel Mahani, in terms of the Hektish, the Gemara asks the Kasha in Rava, how can you say Yovel Mahani if there's an Ish about the Fisher and there's still a Chalos? So if you say that we're talking about Kedushas Damim, if you say Hartzas Gufo, rather, the Chazon Ish Lashitaso says there's no Chalos to talk about. So for sure there's not, so what Gemara said, there's a Chalos. So it must be we're talking about Kedushas Damim. If we're talking about Kedushas Damim, then maybe that the mission of the Gemara's quoting is only Aliba de Rebbe, who holds there's no Isser anyway for Kedushas Damim. So why doesn't Rabbi just say, yeah, that mission is Kedushas Damim, and it's Aliba de Rebbe, who doesn't hold there's any Isser in the case of Kedushas Damim. But if you hold like the Batei Kahuna in the Rambam, then you could say that the question very much makes sense. The Gemara is talking about the regular case of Hakdashas Baalman, which is Hartzas Gufo, Harize Ola. And in that case, Bein L'Revi, Bein L'Rabbanan, there is a Chalos. Maybe that's the case that the Gemara is talking about, where the Isser for Hakdashas Baalman would be relevant. Fine, so that's in terms of the Rambam. In terms of the Chinuch, what does the Chinuch do with the Chazon Ish's Kasha? It's a very powerful Kasha. The Gemara says very explicitly that Hartzas Gufo is Shayach to the Isser of Balmum, and the Minchas Chinuch says that, seems to say, that if you're Makdish, he says, if you're Makdish Behema as an Ola, which sounds like it's Hartzas Gufo, that there's no Isser for Balmum. So Rav Shach says that Bal Karchuk, you have to say, and he thinks this is also the Pshat in the Rambam, that when the Gemara says Hartzas Gufo on Zayin and Beis, it's not talking about a case of Reza Ola, talking about a case of Hareza Le'ola. And the reason why the Gemara is calling Hartzas Gufo is because since the Rebbe holds, since there's a mashmos in what he says, that he's actually being maksud him as Kedush Sakuf, even though there's also a mashmos of Kedush Stamim, that's enough to say that he's going to be over the Yisr. So the fact that the Yisr bets, and according to Rebbe, is the fact that he's being trying to be maksud the Behema as the mashmos in what he's saying, is that he's being matched to the Behema as an Ola Mamish, as with Kedush Saguf. The reason why it's, but in addition to that, in order to say he's over the Isser, you have to say that there's a Chalos in the Behema, Machmas, the Mashmos of what he says, that he's referring to the Kedush Stamim. So Mimelo, that's the way Rosh Hashanah will, meaning the din of, the case of Harei Zeh Le'ola, it has two Mashmos. It has the Mashmos, we're not sure, I guess. Yeah, we're not sure if the Behema is,
Because there's a
chalos in on the tzad that he meant Kedushas Damim, there's a chalos mashmos of what he's saying. But Rebbe says that it would only be usher if you say that, and at the same time, part of the mashmos of what he said was also that his name was Kedushas Aguf. So the question, I guess, he doesn't really speak this out, is that why should the chalos for the Kedushas Damim be relevant for the Yisr or Kedushas Aguf? It's not enough shot, but the Yisr is the Kedushas Aguf, so of course I have to be from that. He doesn't really explain, I wasn't sure, and maybe you have to say something like, the Yisr is the Kedushas, the attempted chalos for Kedushas Aguf, and since it's Mitzurif to some sort of a chalos in terms of the Kedushas Damim, and that mashmos and what he's saying for the Kedushas Aguf is Mitzurif to the chalos of the Kedushas Damim somehow, and that creates a very big bizayim. I'm not sure. I didn't really have it so clear to the formulation, but that's a little bit of a problem.
It would help there for the Kedushas Damim, but limited to Ola itself or another Ola itself. You want to say that? Maybe then at least there really is some sort of limitation.
Right. I mean, then you have that. That's so not exactly only Kedushas Damim. Right. Yeah, that would.
That might help.
That would be good. Fine, so that's the sort of nature of the Isser. Just getting back to the Kashas in the beginning, leaving aside the Kasha on Rashi for a second, We asked according to Tosfos. Tosfos learns that Rish Lakish's statement is regarding the Shkita after Hekdesh Shabalmim. Not the Shabalmim, so it can't be that there's an Isser for the Shkita Tzarika and Akhtara because you're not doing anything. There's no Kiddush Saguf. So the question is, the Gemara at the end says that our answer to Rish Lakish, our big answer is that there's a great desire to be Makdash of the Hemes Balmon because you could have chosen a Tam. That's not what Rish Lakish wasn't talking about, the Akdash, he was talking about the Shkita. So I was thinking, just maybe by way of illustration, say if you have somebody who's not really Makdash what he dresses, like he'll go out with a stain on his shirt or wrinkled pants or whatever it is, and one day, so his wife asks him to do the laundry. So he goes down and does the laundry, and he does everything. He takes out the clothing, and he says, he sees that he instead of putting in detergent, he put in bleach. Now all the clothing is stained white, and there's nothing to do about it ever. So he feels terrible about it. Something really, really bothers him. So fine. So he, whatever, that it happened. But then...
This is a real
spot? Almost real spot.
These are not white shirts that he's wearing.
Comes that week, so he has to use the laundry, which he did the previous Motzei Shabbos. So he puts on a shirt, and he sees that the shirt is stained from the bleach that he put in the laundry. So Batson, this guy doesn't really care that he had the stain on his shirt. Doesn't really bother. He always goes out with a stain on his shirt. But what bothers him is that by seeing the stain, he's reminded of this terrible mishap, which such a gnai that he put the bleach in the laundry instead of the detergent. So,
I love the story that also he was trembling.
That's the illustration. So in terms of how it's relevant to us, so if you say you sound like the Minchas Chinuch, that even if the chalos, if someone's makdish behema, the isser about the tish is limited to when there is a chalos. When a makdish behema kedushas haguf, there's no kedushas haguf. A makdish ba'almon, there's no kedushas haguf, but it turns into kedushas damit. But that there's some roshem of the kedusha of the hektesh, which is still there, even though it's not exactly what he's trying to do, but there's still some roshem. He also, that's true. So maybe when afterwards, subsequently, you do the shechita, you do the zrik and laktara, but etzem, there's no bizayim in the shechita or the zrik or laktara. Like etzem, there's no bizayim as far as I'm concerned, wearing a shirt with a stain on it. But it's only bizayim insofar as it, it triggers the original hakdasha that it's calling attention to the original hakdasha. So, or it's some sort of a hemshech of the original hakdasha, it's something along those lines. So just like, so in other words, Rish Lakish asked Akasha that how can you say that the Shechita is going to be usher for if there's no Kedusha Saguf? The answer might be if you say at the Minchas Chinuch that there's some roshan of the Kedusha still there. So the Gemara is saying there's no Bizayon in the Etzem Shechita or the Zrika, but it's only Bizayon insofar as it calls attention to or is Mitzurif to the original Hakdasha.
Then you are disassociating the Issa from the actual Hachelos and Kedusha. What you're saying is that it's some, you know, doing things associated with the fact that there's
right, not because
it's not
in terms of the shkita and zrika, in terms of the akrava, right, in terms of the akrava,
right.
Yeah, because you're doing a mice anyway, you don't have to come on to any house.
Didn't you say that
Reish
Lakish isn't talking about that
kasha? Reish Lakish not right. Reish Lakish is kasha, right? He wasn't talking about.
Was talking about that there was a good kasha. It was talking about kasha.
Right. Rish Lakish says the only time you over the Isser of the Shechita, etc., is if it's Kodem Hektation as Mumam. But in the opposite case, you're not over.
Yeah.
So the Gemara wants to prove that you really are over in the opposite case, when it's Kodem Mumam Hektation. So Rish Lakish, the Tain of Rish Lakish was that you can't be over the Akrava there because you're not doing anything, because there's no Kedusha Saguf. But Bizayin is there. Only if it was Kodem Hektation as Mumam, where there's still a Kedusha Saguf, because even though there's a Mum afterwards, there's still not Yosef the Giz of Avoda. So you can still say it's kachim psulim, so it may be an isra hakrava. So the Gemara says, no, in both cases there's an isra hakrava, because even though you're right, Rish Lakish, that there's no kedusha saguf in the behema after you makdish it as a balmum, it's only kedusha stamim, maybe aliba mikas chinuch, but there's still going to be a bizayon insofar as it, in as much as it relates back to the original hakdasha, it calls attention to the original hakdasha, which was the bizayon. Even you know, the fact that Rish Lakish is Moda, that the original Hakdash was Bizayon, is Gufa, the argument that we're drawing upon.
original Akdasha was to be tainy.
Because he never had any tainus. Rish Lakish said Amoda that if you're Makdish the Balmum that you're over the Yisr of Baal Takdish. We assume Rish Lakish also agrees that the nature of the Yisr is Bizayim.
So. But he was on the Kolik on that, then the rest of the Yisr was Rish
Shaya,
if it was a good Akdasha.
Right.
Are you saying that's all the Yisr on Kolik is?
Depends on the case. So if it's called an Hakdash, in this case.
So this case means there's no, the Ishmael Kravitz is not the independent of all those in themselves. They're only what they're minus them, or you say that it's, there's two things going on? And just that in addition to that, there's a piece on this one.
I thought only that because it's based on the Lashon Gemara. It doesn't sound like
there's no really, the Ishmael Kravitz just means that Kravitz is independent of just going back to your
question. Right. If it's hektation is mumam, then there would be an issur betzim in the shkita because there's kedushas hakuf there.
I don't know if you want to get into this, but what they all everybody this meant when you're trying to avoid, but everybody asks in Tosos how it's if they're asking that the guy's going to have eidim giving him asros, they're going to have that on the hakrava too.
Right, that's what I was avoiding. But yeah,
okay, so one of the roots in the chokmasam, somebody says that. The Hasra, I mentioned this during Yossi Tolva, which is like this thing.
Only for that
company. The Hasra for all five things before. Maybe Kerns are saying it makes sense because they're telling him, don't be Makdish, because then when you're Makri, it's going to bring this up,
mm-hmm.
and then when you're Makri, you know, every.
Right.
Telling him now, you're going to have five Yisurim that are going to be problems with this Yisur.
Yeah, it could be. I think I might have even had that thought, but I thought that maybe I didn't know enough about. You know, someone's going to say, I guess, Tali on this way, look at Hasra in this way or that, I'm not sure, I didn't know all the shittas.
So is it to remind you that you were of the Yisra of being Makdish, or is it like the Yisra to be Makdish, it reminds you that you bypassed
I was saying the first way. Yeah,
I guess the muscle,
right,
the muscle,
that's
the
right, that's why, yeah.
Maybe it's not, maybe it's that.
That you see from the nature of the Isra of Akdasha, that maybe that's what.
that's how you were explaining the Akdasha, that isn't the mitzvah. That is the Isra of Akdasha, right?
Right.
So then it shares something. It doesn't remind you of the Isra of Akdasha, but it still shares, albeit less so, maybe.
Same element.
You're still doing these avodas with things that could have been. It could have been.
Right. I guess.
Shared.
Right. I guess just it's not. Yeah. I definitely hear that.
Well,
I guess the only. That's kind of a different mashal. And I guess in terms of just the straight lashon of Gemara, so you just have to add, and the Gemara is describing this Rakdasha, and you have to add huadin in these other cases, which is not so difficult. But in the first way, so you can just the Gemara is just talking about the Rakdasha, and everything else just flows from there. But. I didn't think about that. Like it wasn't. It could be. So I think just this Mahalik and Tosis might stuff. Sorry.
Sorry, it might be about the rotation thing. Are you saying that there would be two dinim in the Yisur Shkita after in Shkita? Meaning, if it was put on rotation, a mumon, so then there's an independent Yisur of doing Shara Vosus on a Balmum, which is independent of Akash, which is a good Akash, but if it's put on mumon rotation, so then the Yisur being Makh and being. Doing the
shower
of those is separate
because
that reminds of
Kedusha,
so there's
two
separate
dinim
depending.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's what would emerge. I'm not sure.
All from the same.
All from the same. I mean, I have to work out all the Gemaras. I think they're different. I'm not sure. A good point. I told myself I was going to sit down and try and think of where this would come from, but I didn't have time yet. But
okay.
I'll try and think about it. Fine. This Mahalak and the Tosfos might just answer a couple of very minor quirks in the sugya. And if you look back, for example, at the Lashon HaBraisa is a little bit strange, maybe a little bit strange. Let's pick up in the middle. Mikan Amru, Hamakdish Bali Mumin Lagabi Mizbeach over Mishum Chamisha Shemos, Mishum Bal Takrivu, Bal Taktishu, Bal Tishchatu, Mishum Bal Tizraku, etc. So, read the Brisa straight. It says, if you're a Makdish Abalmum, So you have five averus. You have Baal Tatishu, you have Baal Tishkatu, you have Baal Tishraku, etc. Obviously, you don't read the Braisa that way. You read the Braisa that you're Makish of Behemoth Baal Tzmon, and you do the sheet, then you do everything else. And in the meal, you'll be over five shemos. But then the question is just, why did the Braisa formulate this way? And why is the focus on the Hakdasha? So maybe according to this, you can say the Braisa is trying to bring this point out that if you're Makish of Behemoth Baal Tzmon, so that sets up the, in a deeper way, it sets up the Chamisha Shemos in the sense that all of the Chamisha Shemos really are a function of the original Hakdasha, which was a Bizoin. That's one thing. Number two is the only other thing. Then Peyam Adbeis, in the same chunk of Gemara, in Avi Lo Mahani, the Gemara says, according to Abaye, who holds the Avi Mahani, so why do you need a Xeris Akasav Lo Yirata to tell me that Hektish is Chal? I know Hektish is Chal because Kolos Arach Mo Avi Mahani. So the Gemara says, no, because if you wouldn't have had the Pasuk of Lo Yirata, then I would have thought that, fine, you're Matish of Balmon, you didn't have air, but the Beim is Kosher. Kamash Balmon is not Kosher. So Rashi says, for Kosher means Afilu Hakriv, I guess Pashas, that's what it means, Kamash Balmon is not Kosher Lo Hakriv. So the question is, what happened to the Isser? How can you have such a happen? You know, what happened to the Isser Shkita and the Isser Zrika and the Isser Akhtara? Where do those all go? So the Sfas Emes asks this Kash, and he says, you have to say the Gemara is just saying B'dievet. If you're Makdish of Behemoth Baal Tzmon, why would say that there's some Ratzon still to be had in this Behemoth? But if you go through the proper process, you'd be over the Isserim, but it would be B'dievet. There would be Ritzon. Maybe according to this, you could say even L'chatchila by
Ritzon. Do we have any present?
For what the Sfas Emes is saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we do it for your son. Just
I guess then if your name or...
This is Marat Samas,
please. There's a question from the Tzavah.
I mean, I don't think it would go to Mitzvah over there, but I guess at least you could. Just because of internal mechanics of the heart and Mitzvah Korban.
I guess Tzmura was also about there, I guess. But you could, with the Hebrew Shnia, you could be Makrav afterwards, even though it's in the context of... Right, that Krav afterwards is not... I don't know. Okay, so that's okay. So if you what?
Backtrack.
Yeah. So the kasha is Abaye says without the possible yiratza, then I would have said that the iser, there's an iser to be makish abalmon. Fine, did the iser, but afterward, but the beam is still kasher. Rashi says it means it's kasher lahakir that you can go ahead and be shofet and be zorik and do the whole process. So the question is, how can you say such a thing if there is, the Torah says there's an Isser Shchita, that's the whole Braisa. So how can the Havamina be that you're not going to, it can just go and violate these Yisurim or they don't exist, or what is Abaye saying? So according to, if you assume Abaye means L'chatchila, not like the Sfas Emes, Abaye means L'chatchila, then you could say that this would not be a question because Abaye's Masin, there's an Isser Shchita, an Isser Zrika, Isser Akhtara, the only in the context of Kadam Ektation Es Mumam. The Yisurim didn't just disappear, they still can exist in that context. But by just saying, you would have thought that if you're Matzah Shabalmon from the Hakdasha, after the Hakdasha was done, so those Yisurim don't apply. I'm not sure why that would be, but in terms of the Kasha, I think it might be an answer.
In terms of like the point you were making before, that like when you have Kadam Melakdashan, so each stage further is like a further reflection of that desire, so should be the opposite, no? Right.
Where I'm
the having was limited to a case of condemnation as movement.
But you still have it's still an isser because it's relating back to that attempt that you might.
So like there's a cost of puts for a case of condemnation like condemnation of movement?
For a sheet and everything else, yeah. He wouldn't have this other idea that we were saying in closeness.
Is only a case of
Kadam I think so, because the Gemara is discussing this or Baal Taktish, so what's the only way that that can exist is the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Kishon. And that's just in terms of that point in Tosos. And in terms of the later question, is there a difference between the two Lashonos and the Gemara? So according to this, so Lechora, there is a very big difference in two Lashonos. If you just go through the Shaka Vitaria and subtract the first Lashon, so basically you'd have Reish Lakish is telling you, according to the Shita, that and Tosos, that Isser Shchid is only if it's Kadam Muman, Kadam Hektation Es Mum, because there's Kedush Saguf. But if it's called Mumun Hektation, there's no Kedush Saguf. And in Mela, there's no Bizayim. So the second Lashon is saying, no, still there's a bizayon. Fine. The deka lika bemino lolaki. Afuki balmum kevin dika bemino lolaki. Lishna Karina might be saying that there's still a bizayon. If you say, once again, like the Minchas Chinuch, that there's still a hakdasha, if you're makdash of balmum, called the mumal hakdashon, there's still a chalos of kedushas damim, that the issur is limited to the case. And maybe that's what we're talking about in the Gemara. Where you're Makdash the Behemah and there's still Kedushas Damim. So the Gemara is saying, Afilu Haki, you're wrong, Reish Lakish. Even though there's no Kedushas Aguf in the Behemah, there's still a Bizayon in the Shechita, Zrika, etc. But Etzem, because of the Tziruf that's created through the Kedushas Damim.
What does Kedushas Damim have to do with the fact that Yeshmino?
So the Gemara is saying like this. Right. So the Gemara is saying like this. So since that's what the Gemara is saying, Afilu Haki Bazim, also because of the Tziruf that exists with the Behemah to the Mizbeach, let's say, through the Kedushas Damim, Lemis Beach, there still will be Zion. And the Rebbe Gemara is saying, so you'll tie in, okay, what about a Dekel? If you Makdash a Dekel, Lemis Beach, there's a Tzir to Lemis Beach, there should also be also. No, Dekel, Ikav, Mino, Dekel by definition has no Shaikos to Lemis Beach, so the Kedushas Damim is not going to create that Shaikos. So lucky. Afuki Balmum, Kevin Dikav, Mino, lucky, since it's Ikav, Mino, so it could have a shaykhus to the Mizbeach, so in Mela you could say that the Kedushas Damim, the Ikav Amino just sets up the stage for the potential for the Kedushas Damim to create the Tzeruv to the Mizbeach. But if something, by definition, doesn't have a Tzeruv to the Mizbeach, like a deck or a table or anything, so then how can you say that Kedushas Damim is going to create that Tzeruv for Inyan, the Isser Balmon?
Are you saying that the only reason it can have Kedushas Damim is if...
No, you could have to show me either way, but in terms of the Isser Balmum might be totally on the Tzeruf that you're creating between the Balmum with the Mizbeach. So when it comes to something which is anyway somehow Shayach to the Mizbeach, that's a Behemoth, so it's a Seh, it's a Shor, whatever, so it has some Shayach to the Mizbeach, so the question is how much of a Shayach do you have? So Reish Lakish says that it needs to have a Kedush Seguf to be over the Isser. Otherwise, there's no Bizayon in the Shechita. But this, the Tartzin, the Solution of Karina is saying possibly that there's enough of a bizayon, and there's enough of a shayfus to the Mizbeach that's created through the Kedushas Damim, again, leave it the Minchas Chinuch, in the Kedushas Damim, which is created in the, which had been created in the Korban Mishas HaKadosh, when I shek the Korban, I'm shekting the Baal Mum, which has shayfus to the Mizbeach through the Kedushas Damim. So what will come out is that the difference between the Lashonos is the first Lashon is saying that the etzim, the bizayon, is only in the Hakdasha, because that's what Shaykh has some Shaykhus to Kedush Saguf. Everything afterwards is only a Bizayon insofar as it relates back to the original Hakdasha. The second Lashon is saying, no, there's a Bizayon in the Etzem Shchita and the Etzem Zrika and the Etzem Haktara because the assumption of Reish Lakish that Kedush Stam can't create the Bizayon is incorrect. Really, the Kedush can also create the Bizayon. So possibly that's the difference between the two Lashonos. Mimela, when Rabba afterwards says, again, Amar Rabba, Hashat Amar Rabban, Taim of the Baumum, Delakim, Mishim, the Bazim, Ilsa, Afil Makshle, Dmein Nesachim, Nami Laki. So Rabba comes up with a Chiddush that if you're Makdish, a Baumum, Linesachim, so you're also Loka. So the question is, where's Rabba getting his din from? So he can't be getting it from the first Lashon of the Gemara, because the first Lashon has nothing to do with a Bizayon as a result of Kedushas Damim. The only Bizayon the first Lashon recognizes is the Bizayon in the context of I'm trying to be Makdish this Behemoth as a Kedush Saguf, and everything else that happens afterwards is only Bizayon as it reflects that attempted Kedush Saguf on the Behemoth. So there's no Bizayon in the context of Kedush Stam according to the first Lashon. But according to the second Lashon of Bazia Milsa, so that's exactly what it's saying, that even though there's only a Chalos Hektesh of Kedush Stamim right now in the Behemoth, and Hayosa, that's true. There's a bizayin in the Shechita and the Zrika and the Haftara. Mimela, you see that you can have a bizayin ve'etzem as a result of the Kedusha Stam Shebo. So once Rava says that, oh, okay, fine. If it's true about the Shechita, it's true about the Zrika, etc., that you can create a bizayin just as a function of the Kedusha Stamim, and there's a bizayin ve'etzem. So I'll just say, what in the hektish? If I'm makdish beima l'damim l'mispeach for nesachim, so there's also going to be a bizayin. It's just a very simple extension. So mimela Rava's reason why possibly or Rava's lashon is more similar to the second lashon of the Gemara. He uses the lashon bazi nosa, maybe because his diuk, according to this, is only able to be made if you assume like the second lashon in the Gemara. Yeah, I think that might Oh, you're saying by virtue of what he's doing, you're saying Shita has more of a track of something there. I guess maybe you could say that if you understand the whole din of Balmum. Anyway, in terms of it's only usur insofar as it's a seer to the mispeach, so any usur of bal taktishu, you might have to ask that question anyway in the sugi that we're not kisha behemoth, so what seer does it have to the mispeach? Yes, sir.
Right, so then there,
even if you're not kisha go. Right, is that as much of its seer as the shkik? I guess maybe it is.
Would you want to go further and say that?
So maybe hold up on that thought. Maybe we'll come back to that.
Is your question to me again? You're saying that Rava is going with the Lishna Akrina?
Yes.
Rashi did certainly sound like.
But this is only in Tosfos. Rashi has told him not in Sugya.
And the reason for saying that is because he says Bazi Masayu.
I mean, if it just said Bazi Milsayu, then I don't think I would necessarily say that, but I think just to make sense based on the way I'm trying to understand the two Lashonos, the Misvar also, even if Prabhupada would use a different Lashon entirely, that would only be Medayik from the second Lashon.
I mean, before they talk about Zila Milsa.
Oh, you're saying how do you know? Okay, yeah, so you're saying it's not so different. Okay. I can't. Okay, yeah, I don't.
Isn't it from the fact that
Rabbi
just says it after the second
Mishnah? I always mean that from the similarity in the Lashon, right? So it's Bazi and Mosai.
Also,
that would also be good.
How would you?
Maybe the Gemara should present the first Lashon and the second Lashon and then Rabbi after that or something. I was mainly focusing on the similarity. It could be what Jason said is also right. But Misvar, I think it makes sense. Anyway. The difference, well, in...
The subtle difference in language is emphasizing
that's consistent
with the conceptual thesis for Rava's
din. Okay. Anyway, so that if this is correct, then there is... Then what would follow from that is that the Machlokas Tanaim, Rabbi and Rabban, would really be just reflecting these two Lashonos, because Rava, the Gemara says, only Shitas Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold that if you're Makdish Behemoth Nesachim, then you're Loke. So that would be Rava Shita, which again is the second Lashon. It's Rabbi who holds that the only Artsah Skufo Laki, so if you're Loke, according to Rabbi, that you're only Loke of Artsah Skufo, so then how are you ever over B'chamisha Shemos, according to Rabbi? If you're makdish abalmum and you're shofet, so what hartzah skupo exists with the shechita, zrika, haftara? The answer might be that's still a bizayon which relates to hartzah skupo, even though it might not be related to hartzah skupo b'etzem right now. Fine, that's in terms of the Tosfos. But just getting back to Rashi, again, Tosfos asked the Kasha and Rashi, how could Rashi say that the reason why, again, Reish Lakish, according to Rashi, was focusing on the Hakdasha. The Isra Hakdasha only applies if it's a Mum Meikara. If it's a Mum, which wasn't born, who was born with the Mum, the Meimo, then there's no Isra Hakdasha. Why? Rashi says, because since Al-Sad, it looks like if it's such a mum which existed its whole life, so Mistama, he's not really thinking to be Max the Behema Kedusha Saguf. He only has in mind to be Max the Behema Kedusha Stamim. So Tosos asked, okay, so we're not sure Peshaito what he has in mind, but we'll find out. When you give him Hasra Amimil, he'll be Loka. So I was wondering if you can answer for Rashi that the Shita in Rashi, Os Chavav, adds in a few words that. Just to read the last line of Rashi with the Shita, of al Balma Meikara Meimo, Tikla Balma Hu, the Ikal Meimor, the Vaosiga Daite, the Chazi Lakruve, Ella, the Dame Akdashe, Valeka Bizayom, Vololaki. So the Shita adds in, since it could be that he has in mind the Dame, Mimela no Bizayom. So I was thinking maybe according to the Shita's edition, you can understand Rashi is not saying that Hayos that Mistamor al Tzad, that he might be thinking at the Behemoth Kaddish Bush Stamim. So on that side, there's no outside that he has that in mind. So there's no malchus. Maybe Rashi's saying that no, the etzem, the popular word today, but that's that there's the fact that I'm a supuk, and what he's doing by definition is not so definitive. Mimela, there's no malchus. Mimela, there's no bisayon. Mimela, there's no malchus. I mean, it's not that we're not sure, and since we're not sure, and since if we would have known for sure, it could be klapi shmaya. Exactly, right. But the fact that we're not sure.
Anymore.
Oh, hold on. Right. This is just the first step. The second step is that coming back, let's say, to the sheet of the Chazon Ish, that the Isser Balma was not totally on the Chalos. It's just I'm trying to be Makdish, and it's still Asar. It's us Gupo. So what's the nature of that Isser exactly? So the Or Sameach says. In Hilchos Tmura, that he assumes that the Rambam says it's Malkus. He's going on the Rambam. He says the Rambam assumes there's Malkus, Bain Bartzah Skupa, Bain Bartzah Spain, Dushas Damim. So the question is, why do you get Malkus if it's a Lab Shinibu Maisa, no Chalos? So he's assuming like the Chazon Ish. Why do you get Malkus if there's no Chalos? You can't see Dibur Kabin Maisa. So he assumes that the. I'm sorry? The Or Sameach, well, in terms of the Kedushas Damim, right, guess Malkus either way, right? Like the Chaskinos in terms of the... Or is that, I like the Chazon Ish, because it says you get Malkus for
yeah,
the Chaskufu, even though there's no Chalos. Even though there's no Chalos, right. Or Sameach is assuming, like the Chazon Ish, that there's an Isser
no
in Malkus, even though there's no Chalos. Like the Pashtus in Chav Zayin Mebeis, that Harize Ola, there's no Chalos, and he assumes that that's it's the same thing as Hartzah Skufo, so there's an Yisra even though there's no Chalos. So he says, so then what's the Yisra exactly, and why do you get Malkus, according to the Rambam? Lav Shein B'Maisi and Lokin Olav. So he says, based on Yerushalmi, I think that the Yisra for Dashas Balmum is Shayach to the Yisra of Chil Hashem, and just like you get Malkus for Mechal for Reb Hashem, because of the Pasuk of Inlo Sishmor, so this is an Yisra of Chil Hashem. Also, we merely get Malkus.
It is important. Do you get Malkus for Chil Hashem?
Not every Chil Hashem. I don't remember the whole question there. I think it's based on Yerushalmi. What?
It would have to be an Isser Mekalo. It was not just Stamma Chil Hashem.
It's
very chamor in terms of Hilchos Shuvah, but you don't get some Malkus.
Right, this is a Chiddush. I don't remember everything he says and all the steps that he took, but I know, so at the end of the day, that's what he said. So I can't defend him at the moment. But if we just take that hanacha, that's the nature of the Isser, then maybe what Rashi is saying is, and if you assume that Rashi, let's say, holds like the Chazon Ish, so to speak, and that the Isser of Hatashas Balmum is even when there's no Chalos, and that's the case we're talking about. He's trying to be Makdish to the Behemoth Gush Zaguf, and there's no Chalos here, and. Reish Lakish is saying that in this case, where it's called the Muman, whereas the Mum is Me'imo, so there's no Isser. So maybe what Rashi is saying is that since there's an ambiguity in his kavana, so that diminishes the chilul Hashem. There's no chilul Hashem because someone who looks at the scene and assuming they know that this is a mu'um b'me'imo, so he doesn't not going to be chilul Hashem because he thinks he's going to. The only chilul Hashem is if he tried to be makdish to him a gush saguf. He tried to be makdish to him a gush stam. That's not chilul Hashem because that's not the iser. So when the eidim see this, so first number one, there's no reason to give him the hasra because he's not doing anything wrong because there's no chilul Hashem. Number two, if you give him the hasra, if anything, you're producing the chilul Hashem because by asking him exactly what he's doing and formulate exactly, you know, what his kavana is, so then now he's going to be shakin the vayim of the shame ola, and now everybody knows about it and there's a chilul Hashem. Maybe that's what Rashi was getting at.
Why are you going
to avoid
giving stuff?
I'm sorry?
So that's
something
that
you don't want to avoid. Right, there's no hasra. Either they want to avoid it for that reason or there's no reason for it because the isra is only if there's a chilul Hashem and if there's an it's not so clear exactly what he's doing, so there's no chilul Hashem. Right, it could be even if he does give a hasra, since the perception.
If the perception drives it,
not its
intention. Right.
But everyone else doesn't necessarily. Any question at all, but if it's not happening, then. So if that would be if that would stand, then so Mimela Tosfos, who based on what we were saying before, I think who would be going with the Halacha and Minchas Chinuch, who Mimela are asking his kasha on Rashi because Tosfos holds that the Isser is in the Etzem Hakdasha. So what does it matter? The perception is either way. If he has kavana for objectively, if he has kavana for Hareza or Tzav Skupo, so that will be Usser. So. Really have to be mastering for that.
You couldn't do something like, it doesn't matter what he says, the fact is that we just assume almost by definition that there's no ever, there's never any intent to be mocking Baal, something was Baal in the cover.
Yeah, I guess you just have to make that. I'm not sure. But, I mean, the whole chiluk between Baal and Mekar and afterwards.
Because it's also to try it.
He's saying I'm asking him to do it, even though we know those words have
it's also meaning. It's also to do what he's saying he wants to do, even though
okay, so just a couple of minor points. I think then that will be it. Just coming back to the Rambam in Yisur Mizbeach Gimel Yud. Again, the Rambam says if you're Makdish of Tumtum Ajoganis, etc., then he has three formulations. Makdish Eitzim Vavanim. It's Kiel is Makdish Eitzim Vavanim. Why? Because in the game, Kedusha Chala Aleihen, Al Gufan. And they're Kechulin, Chol Davar, and Mela. You use the Damim to buy a Korban. So the din is you're Makdish a Tumtum. Or a treifa, then there's only kedushas damim. So if you compare that, if it's fair to compare what Rambam says in Yisurim Mizbeach to how he formulates the. I'm sorry, before that, in terms of this halacha, so we said that it sounds like also the Rambam is contrasting the nature of the kedusha of the treifa to the nature of the kedusha of hakdashas balmum. What the Ravid says, it can't be, because the Mishnah says it's the same. Either way, there's only Kedusha Stamin. So the Kesem Mishnah says, again, that it's only talk. The contrast is for purposes of Malchus, not for purposes of the Kedusha. But it does sound like from the Rambam that he's contrasting the actual nature of the Kedusha. So what do you do with that? I was wondering if you look at some point, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumura, where he discusses being makdish balmum in Tumura Aleph Yud Gimel, the Rambam says hamakdish balas mum kavua ein oset Tumura, and this is the line I wanted to focus on. Mipnei shelo niskadish gufa kiddush gomor beina ela kiddush estamin. So, whereas when it comes to being makdish a tumtum or treifa, the Rambam says harei zeh kamakdish etin vavan mufish ein kiddush chal al gufan. the Makur, etc. But when it comes to being Makish of Baal Mum, in Hukos Tvura, the Rambam says, it's Kedusha Stam, in Osa Tvura, Mipnei Shalonis Kadish Kufa, Kiddush Gomor. So, and put that together with the fact that the Rambam does sound like in the Yisurim Mizbeach, but he's contrasting the Kedusha of Hakdashas Baal Mum with the Hakdasha of a Trefa. There's one other place, I forgot where it was, the Rambam also has this lashon regarding a Baal Mum, that if you're Makdash a Baal Mum, the Kiddush of Makdash a Baal Mum, that's not Kadosh, ain't Gufo Kadosh Kiddush Gomer, I forgot.
I think the Rambam talks about smicha, of all things, in the close Sanhedrin compares a mikvah smith, somebody who's in a row, to be magdish the Baal Mum.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't know about Netiyas Asherah?
That's not right. What?
He doesn't know about Netiyas Asherah?
Say again?
He doesn't know about Netiyas Asherah? Like being
no, the Rambam compared to Talmud, of course.
It's
more about
the Gemara is Sanhedrin. It compares that.
The Gemara, that's something else, but Rambam compares a Dayan chain or Rai. That's like that. I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
In light of this.
Yeah. Right. There's something that has
something
some
that's close and that has
that's
whatever that makes it worse in a way, but it makes it worse because it's not completely booked out. Since H. Bambino, it's kind of where it's where it's like the
right.
Godly issue.
Right.
But I think that's exactly it.
It turns into a lot of it's a lot of
what?
It turns into a lot of yard and Balo Low Yard is better.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it also imply that it has some sort of sort of staff.
Interesting.
I don't remember what's I think that's
okay, stop for now. Thank you. so the suggestion that they had, I'm not sure if this is correct or fits in with other things, but maybe you can say that either way, both Akdashas Trefa and Akdashas Baal Mum is only called the Kedusha Stavim, that's what the Rambam says. But the nature of the Kedusha Stavim is different for each one. That whereas when it's by a Trefa, the Kadoma, the Kedusha Stavim, it's not Chal, the Rambam is not Chal on the Guf HaBehema, just sort of for Reach Ba'aver, because it's Ein B'mino Korban. But when it comes to Akdashas Baal Mum, even though it's only called the Kedusha Stavim, there's still Kedusha Chal al Gufan. There's a difference between Kedusha Saguf and Ein Kedusha Chal Gufan. And maybe the Kedusha Stamim comes to Balam, since it's Bemino Korban, that the Kedusha Stamim is actually Chal in the Guf HaBehema. And that the Nafkamina possibly would be, or one Nafkamina could possibly be that it, the Mishnah, the Rambam, accords the Mishnah in Bukhoros, which says that if you're Makdish, it comes up in Tumor also, if you're Makdish Seh, Kedusha Stamim, then it's mafkia the blood from Kedusha Bechor. The Rambam records that, the din. But if, let's say, you're to be makdish a chomor of Kedusha Stamim, which is Ein B'mino Korban, and the Kedusha Stamim would not be chal on the Guf HaBehema, maybe that wouldn't be mafkia the din of Hetter Chomor. So the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, where he talks about the Hilchos Hetter Chomor, he doesn't talk about the Kedusha Stamim being mafkia. So I'm not sure I have to look at other things before I say that, maybe, but just a suggestion. And I think we're finished.
Good. Okay, so hopefully there's Kachi Kalman next week.
Oh.
Is there a leave
him? What? And
there. Then we should really start to thinking about our
what do our next few blocks like what are the
just gonna go and talk about Korya.
Daft has called Road to Lahamir.
Well, Reese kind of.
Sorry, Mishtalaya. top up? What? Oh, it's still going, yeah.
Bottom right.
Bottom, this guy.